Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Ray. He's Joe.
And we welcome in the 89th governor of the state of Connecticut, Ned Lamont. Governor, good morning. How are you?
How you doing?
Oh, Ray, how are you guys?
We're all good.
I'll give you a traffic report.
What?
Stay off the Merritt Parkway in Trumbull. A tractor trailer tried to get on this highway, this road, and sneak under a bridge and cause a mess.
God.
Well, it's interesting you lead with traffic because the first question you want to ask is about your transportation proposal, which has been widely discussed. Do you think, Governor, that you're close to coming up with one that can be passed?
I've got the one that's got to be passed. The special transportation fund goes underwater, goes bankrupt in 4 years right now. We've got to fix that. You've got to come up with a solution to do it. We have a lot of our bridges in particular are not in a state of good repair. The Trump administration has said get it up to a state of good repair or we'll start holding back some of our federal funding.
Well, that's nuts.
And there are a number of choke points where if you just clean up that exit, we can speed up traffic flow 15, 20 minutes. You know, you saw what happened, you know, on 84 between Hartford and Waterbury.
Oh, God.
2.5 miles, and it saves people almost half an hour each way.
Well, and you know, we've talked a bit. You've put some things out there that are being floated and maybe passed. But you were talking about, for example, tolls on bridges that are being repaired. Is that correct?
Exactly. Those tolls would be, user fees would be tied to the bond that repairs that bridge. And as soon as that bond is paid off, those tolls can go down.
Governor, are you surprised that with majorities in both the House and Senate, you haven't been able to get a transportation package passed yet?
No, it's a tough vote. Look, there's a lot of distrust of government, and people don't want to have to pay anymore.
Right.
And no matter how hard I try to say, if you got a better solution, give it to me, but I'm here to solve problems, and this is the best opportunity I have to do it. So I got to push people to take a vote. You know, it's easy to stand outside my office with a sign that says no tolls, and I always say, what would you do when the silence is deafening?
Did you say hi to me? No, I'm kidding. So anyway, the thing is, I mean, a couple of things to talk about. If in fact this came to pass, and would you have to do it through a special session, or do you have to wait until next February?
Well, you know me. I'd like to do it sooner rather than later so we get in line for that very low-cost federal money. So if I could do it in the special session, that'd be great. Otherwise, we'll do it in the new year.
Of the other things, Governor, that didn't get done in the regular session, is there one that you think is of more importance than the others that you're pushing the leaders of the House and the Senate to get through?
Yeah, we've got to fix the hospital tax litigation.
Yes.
As you know, we inherited a bit of a problem there. We were at liability of billions of dollars, and we didn't have a great relationship with the hospital. And I and our team have sat down with the hospitals. I think we've reached a resolution that works for the hospitals, works for us, saves the taxpayers some real money. But that's got to go through legislative approval. So we got to do that sooner rather than later.
And the other thing was we had Luke Bronin on an hour ago, who just got reelected as governor in Connecticut, in Hartford. But Eddie Perez, Mike Peters, everybody who's preceded him, they always talk about they talk about how payment in lieu of taxes is not covering the expenses in the city. Anything you can do to help them?
Yeah, the most important thing I can do is get more, make more of these buildings tax-paying buildings. Get them off the public dole and make sure they're paying property tax.
Right.
We've already sold a couple of government buildings in Hartford back into the private sector. So over time, they are paying property tax. You know, the answer to bringing down high property taxes in cities like Hartford and beyond is to expand the grand list, get more of that back under the tax roll.
You know, go ahead, Rick.
You know, I'm just going to ask you, is this pretty much a problem in some cities across the state? For example, you're down in Fairfield County. Did Bridgeport have the same problem?
Let's face it, Hartford has a much higher percentage of their buildings because of it's the, you know, our capital,
right?
Not paying taxes. You know, New Haven has a Yale and a lot of academic institutions that don't pay taxes, but pay a lot in lieu of taxes, so right. They get a little bit of a mitigating effect. You know, other towns like Stamford don't have that big an issue.
Governor, can you talk a little bit about the manufacturing czar position? You've inserted Colin Cooper in there, and why that's important to have that post.
Yeah, we are lucky to have Colin Cooper on board as the manufacturing czar. Hey, look, we got tens of thousands of great, good-paying jobs we can't fill because we're not training people for those jobs.
Right.
One of the things we hear from the manufacturers, you know, those are the big guys like EB and Pratt, but it's also all the smaller guys,
yes,
often in the supply chain, and they're having a hard time recruiting the people they need. So Colin's going to be their go-between, make sure that they have a voice and an advocate, you know, within the administration, fighting to make sure we provide what they need to keep growing and expanding.
And you've also come up with your workforce council.
Yeah.
You announced that last week.
Hey, you've been doing your homework.
Yes, he's been doing his homework.
You know what? If I did this, let me tell you this, Governor. If I did this much homework when I went to South Catholic High School, I wouldn't be doing this for a living.
Hey, look, we've got, what was it? Last Thursday night, I think, we had 20 of our university presidents and an equal number of our major employers in the state there. We started them talking back and forth so that we align our academic, be it the community colleges, the technical high schools, and our universities with what our major employers need over the next 5 years and over the next 15 years. You know, to be blunt, obviously it's advanced manufacturing skills, and also a much more computer-savvy workforce. And that's true of state government as well.
True. All right. Any other final points you want to make here? Are you moving yet?
No, let's do this again.
Yeah. Can you do traffic for us before
you
go? Has it improved at all?
Back to back.
Watch out for Merritt Park.
Okay, well, that's
Governor, thank you for your time. As always, we appreciate it.
Okay, take care, guys.
All right. Welcome back. You know, I was just, because he's got a czar. How many czars are in the White House now? In the executive branch.
Well, there's the Russian czar, there's the Ukrainian czar.
Stop it.
We're not talking about those?
No. It was czar. You know, you kind of manufacturing like he's doing. You had the energy czar, William Simon, I think was the first one there, under Nixon. But they keep appointing these czars. And what exactly do these guys do, or gals?
I don't know. I've never been one.
I know.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.